Luciana Souza is a Brazilian-born singer with an intimate familiarity with bossa nova. But since her last album, in 2005, she's found a new way to approach it. Now she's moved from New York to Venice Beach. She has a new record label, and her new album is titled, appropriately, The New Bossa Nova. Michelle Mercer brings us this review.
Bossa nova is many things, but in essence, it's a slower version of samba, a shift from upbeat dance to down-tempo contemplation. One of the first things you notice about Luciana Souza's bossa versions of pop standards is that she actually gives you time to think about the lyrics.
We were ringing around the rosy children. They were circles around the sun. Never give up. Never slow down, never grow old, never ever die young.
On James Taylor's Never Die Young, performed here with Taylor, Luciana's arrangement is like water quietly undulating through the lyric, washing up fresh meanings in the words.
And we who couldn't bear to believe they might make it, we had to close our eyes, to cut up with losses and tears and sighs.
Bossa nova is often about love, or longing for it. And there are plenty of broken-hearted love songs here, like Randy Newman's Living Without You. But as a lyrical form, bossa doesn't tell a story so much as capture a mood in a still-life portrait. Luciana uses this timeless quality to get meditative. On Leonard Cohen's Here It Is, she feels the dramatic incantation of the lyrics so deeply that she barely sings them.
May everyone live, everyone die. Hello, my love, and my love goes by.
With her understated delivery, just enough tone comes out for a plea, and it becomes a love song to something ineffable.
And here is the night. The night has begun. Here is your death and the heart of your son.
Luciana certainly has the pedigree for this project. She's the daughter of a prominent Brazilian songwriting team, and her childhood home in Sao Paulo was frequented by bossa legends. Still, it was only after Luciana used bossa nova to underscore the poetry of American songs that she felt confident enough to remake one of the most iconic bossa standards, Tom Jobim's Waters of March.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road, the rest of a stump, a little alone.
Luciana emphasizes the poetry in the lyrics, speaking the music of the language itself. That strategy brings out the song's architecture. You hear how Jobim's melody always comes to rest on the noun. Stick, stone, road, alone. We arrive at the elemental again and again.
A cliff, a fall, a scratch, a lump, nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free. It's the end of the slope. It's a beam, it's a void. It's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain, it's the joy in your heart.
Many of us fall in love with a song's combination of music and lyrics into an elusive third entity, then become so accustomed to that magical combination that we hardly hear the lyrics anymore. Luciana Souza uses bossa nova to restore to us the rich meaning of songs, even some of the most familiar ones.
And a mule. In the distance, the shelves row three shadows of.
The CD is The New Bossa Nova by Luciana Souza. Our reviewer is Michelle Mercer.
In your heart, a stick, a stone, the end of the load, the rest of the stone.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banizak, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. The staff includes Julia Buckley, Jonathan Blakely, Allison McAdam, Jesse Baker, Jill Morrison, Corey Turner, Elizabeth Tannen, Carol Klinger, and Rhonda Ray. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Brian Duffy. I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.